or if they are developing some top-secret super-weapon. What I love about your briefings, Captain, is how helpful and information-rich they are, the dropship commander said. You're welcome, the captain growled, and she went on to start talking about some other important aspect of the mission, but Knave didn't hear her. Henrik, another slug, and a gaunt white man in his middle ears with salt-and-pepper hair, turned to him, whispered in his ear, making it difficult to hear what the bigwigs were saying. This is such bullshit, he said. What do you mean? Knave whispered back, intrigued despite himself. Nobody knows why the buzzers do what they do. They could be on this moon for some important strategic goal, but they might, like R&R, on ice moons. We don't know. So? So this mission doesn't really have an objective. They sent us out here to try and take the buzzers and their mountain, and they'll see if they defend it or let us have it. If the buzzers defend it, they'll know the evil alien mechanisms think it's important. So we're bait. More like we've been sent to poke a hive of dangerous aliens with a sharp stick to see how sleepy it is. Henrik's attention was drawn away by the discussion going on at the center of the room. The captain was getting to the meat of her presentation. The buzzers are concentrated at this feature, she said. She had walked up so close to the hologram of the moon that it engulfed one of her shoulders. A ghostly...